Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Monday morning. And if you are a coffee lover, maybe someone in your life is a bit of a connoisseur, well, this may be the perfect Christmas gift for you. Paddy Kirk, the man behind the Instagram sensation Dub Street Cafe, has written a book called The Dublin Coffee Guide. And I'm so delighted that Paddy is with me this morning on 98FM. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks a million for having me on.
Thank you for coming in. Now, listen, Dub Street Cafe has just been incredible. It is going so, so well. But what was the motivation to kind of turn that project into the Dublin Coffee Guide?
I think I wanted to kind of, the way the fast-paced kind of social media world is, I think I wanted to kind of slow things down a little bit, and I always wanted to have something a bit more tangible to show. And, you know, I kind of found it difficult to keep up with, say, like TikTok, where if you're not the first to a place, you know, you've missed the boat.
Yes.
So I think it was really nice to be able to bring something to print and, you know, almost be able to create a moment in time for where coffee is now at the moment.
Yeah.
Because it's constantly evolving. So I think it is like almost like being able to put a moment in time into something physical.
I love that. And obviously for something like this, you have to put in extensive research. So you would have been all around Dublin chatting to cafe owners, you know, roasters, connoisseurs and stuff like that. What was the selection process though of the cafes and the coffee shops that were making the book? How did you decide who made in?
It was very difficult. and I think there's a few places that are a bit upset, but that's why there'll be hopefully a volume two.
Absolutely, but, it's already in the works.
it was really difficult, but because it's a good thing to, like, it's a good problem to have with how many great places there is. So
yeah.
I think a lot of the places I had good relationship with already, and I had kind of photographed them already and been in. So it was just trying to find a balance of within Dublin, kind of hitting those different areas, outskirts, inner city, and try and get a rounded balance of coffee shops in the book. But as I said, there's a lot of great places that aren't in it.
Well, maybe volume two, as you say. Were there any cafe owners or maybe stories that would have surprised you or inspired you?
I think the obvious one is probably Colin from 3FE.
Yes.
Just in terms of an innovator and a kind of industry leader, when he came into, you know, when he kind of brought the specialty coffee to Dublin, or the independent coffee shop to Dublin. So kind of listening to him talk, and he spoke at the launch of the book and stuff like that about kind of almost like a lot of things in Ireland, you have to put it in front of people for them to actually appreciate it and
true
stuff.
So,
I think, yeah, to see where he's kind of brought 3FE and I suppose brought the whole kind of independent coffee industry in Ireland.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely someone that I would really kind of, you know, look up to and admire.
And obviously for you, you love coffee. You wouldn't be doing this if you didn't. Has your relationship with coffee or, like, you know, brewing, anything like that, changed since writing the book?
I think I've learned I'm a little bit of an imposter in the coffee world.
Oh, really?
When it comes to actual knowledge of, you know, roasts and, you know, the different brew methods, like, it's not something that, and I kind of spoke about this before a little bit, I came into the coffee world very much from a appreciation of the spaces and, you know, the new openings and stuff like that. So I think the coffee side of things has come after that.
Yeah.
But I suppose the motivation for the page at the start was because I loved visiting new places and the experiences there. So I think that was always the motivator for, you know, sharing these new places. And then I think the kind of appreciation for coffee and what goes into it came after.
Yeah. For you, where is your local? Where are you drinking your coffee?
I'm based in Stony Batter. So I love the little cactus, like, spoiled for choice there.
Yes.
I spend a lot of time in Bang Bang as well. Up in Phibsborough, that's Grace and Dan who founded that. They're, you know, friends of mine, and it's a great spot.
Yeah. And you're so right in saying here in Dublin, we're spoiled for choice when it comes to coffee. Dublin, I feel like, as well in the last couple of years, is kind of becoming known for its coffee culture. But I suppose with the book now that's out, with the people that you've talked to, have you kind of a sense of where you think the coffee culture here in Dublin is going to head in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think it's probably always been overshadowed by the pub culture and how good that is. But I think it's kind of almost becoming the new pub. The idea of, you know, these spaces where people are meeting, you know, you see what coffee shops are like on a Saturday, Sunday morning. It's like you can't get into
out
all of them.
The door, yeah, the juice.
So yeah, I think it's becoming a really important part of people's day and people's week, and you know, they're almost like sacred spaces for a lot of people. It might be, you know, they're the interaction they look forward to the most in the day, if they're going to work or if they're meeting friends. So yeah, it's the coffee shop as a great medium for a lot of, you know, good experiences and meeting friends and catching up. So
social outlet. You're so right, Paddy. Quick fire round for you, very very quickly. Flat white or cappuccino?
Flat white.
A flat white. Are you drinking in the cafe or are you taking away?
I love sitting in.
You love sitting in. Okay, good that you answered that, because are you sitting on a window seat or the countertop perch?
I would say it depends on the place, but I love a window seat.
Okay, love it. And one Dublin cafe that you always come back to, no matter how many new ones you try?
I would say Indigo and Cloth in Temple Bar, because there's a great menswear selection as well. So.
Very good.
You can double up.
Two and one. I love it. For coffee lovers who might want the book, or maybe for anyone who's thinking this will be the perfect gift for someone that they know, where can we buy the Dublin Coffee Guide?
So it's available online through the Leapo Press, and then kind of in all the bookstores and online through them, their spaces as well. So
amazing. Brilliant. We will have to check it out. Paddy, thank you so much for joining me this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Wipes that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
It is time to get up to date with all things entertainment with Showbiz Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here. And where are we starting off this morning?
So the final of this show was last night.
Oh, I'm so sad it's all over.
We're not going to be listening to that jingle for a bit of a while.
Mm-hmm.
So Angry Ginge has been crowned King of the Jungle, and he got 65% of the public vote, which is the highest percentage in 7 years.
No way, is it actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won by a good margin and a deserving winner at that. I knew he was going to win.
No, I actually had my money on him as well, but I'm really happy for him as well, because a lot of people said he wasn't even a celebrity when he went in, and well, look at him now.
This is very true, and also guaranteed that loads of broadcasting companies, like whatever companies, are going to be banging down the door to work with him now after this.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to see a lot more
of Angry
Ginge.
So much more to come. Love it.
Elsewhere, I'm a Celebrity South Africa was announced, and a mini teaser dropped last night.
We're looking for a legend. You've survived the Australian jungle. How much harder can this be?
Ah! Oh! Ah!
Well, quite a lot harder, actually.
Oh.
Quite a lot harder.
So is this the All-Stars version?
Yeah, so it's a Celebrity South Africa. I'm a Celebrity South Africa.
South Africa, yeah. Yes. Yeah, All-Stars version. Any rumours as to who might go into that?
We have no rumours yet. But from watching that trailer, like, it's so more intense than Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to watch it for sure. Which one would you rather go onto?
Australia.
After seeing the trailer.
Australia.
I was more thinking like that, which would you rather, Australia or South Africa for the holiday?
probably Australia still.
Still
as well.
Australia.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah.
When are we getting that?
It's coming in 2026. We don't have a specific date yet, but 2026.
Okay, so. It's on the way. We can wait.
Next up, Robbie Williams has revealed who he thinks would win a fight between Boyzone and Oasis.
This week on my Instagram, I just wrote a whole piece about who's the hardest boy band member. What I did work out was this: Keith Duffy and Shane Lynch from Boyzone, hard as nails. And I've actually figured out that Boyzone are harder than Oasis. Liam Gallagher against Keith Duffy. Keith's battering him. And then you've got Noel Gallagher versus Shane. Shane's battering. And actually, the only real proper psycho menace in Oasis is Bonehead. I think Bonehead beats Ronan Keating, but already the back of Oasis is broken. What I'm saying is Boyzone are rock hard.
Wow, he has put far too much thought into that.
I'm obsessed with how much detail he went into.
So like, much. Obviously, we don't condone violence, but the man has thought about a thing or two about this. Please don't make it happen.
No, but the thing is, Boyzone comes out on top. So
comes out on
Irish.
Top. Go on.
And then finally, Paul Mescal sat down with his Hamnet co-star Jesse Buckley in a new interview, and it's safe to say he's broken a lot of Irish hearts.
Dublin or London?
Oh, London, wow. London.
No.
Why?
No.
Why
no,
would he
Paul
do it to us?
Are you joking?
Why did he do it?
Did he not think that we were all going to hear that?
Like, he is from Kildare.
Yeah.
So in terms of counties, he probably would have gotten some smack if he didn't say, you know, Kildare.
He needs to be re-asked Kildare versus London then in that case. But even still, Shannon, I think that he still should have gone with like the home county.
I think so
as
well.
Or home country even, rather than county.
I feel like if Killian was in that chair, he would have said Dublin.
Of course he would
have. He would have said Dublin. Oh,
that's made me really disappointed now in the national treasure that is Paul Mescal.
I'm fuming. He is off me Christmas card list.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98 FM.